From Spark and Anvil and FXForge, this is Trick, in Chapter 1 of the FXForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Trick set the little tripod down and stepped back exactly 20 paces, counting under his breath, his tail flicking on each one. He was a small magician mouse in a spangled vest, and the workshop light caught the sequence so that he seemed, for a moment, to be scattering sparks across the floor. In one paw, he held a house no bigger than his thumb, a perfect miniature with tiny painted windows that glowed like they had candles inside. He lifted the house until it hovered just in front of the lens, then gestured grandly at the empty air behind it. "Right there," he murmured. "Perfect." He pressed the shutter. The camera blinked once. When the picture rose onto the little screen, Trick's whiskers curved into a grin. It showed him standing beside a full-sized house, its door towering over his head, and no miniature anywhere. The camera had swallowed the difference whole. He never got tired of that moment. The blink, the reveal, the gasp that always came a half second later. "Same camera," he liked to say, tapping the lens. "Same room, just placement. The camera doesn't know which is which. It only sees flat." He hadn't been born knowing this. He'd learned it, the way you learn most true things, from someone older and slower than yourself. Trick grew up in a cliff-edge village where his family had made illusions for the festival for longer than anyone could count. They were called the Puzzle Makers. Travelers would climb the switchback road and stop dead in the square, staring at a painting that seemed to lean out of its own frame, or at a real cottage set beside a dollhouse so cunningly placed that you couldn't, for a dizzy second, tell which was which. People gasped, people laughed. Sometimes people got a little cross at being fooled, and that was the part Trick's grandmother cared most about. She was a tiny mouse with spectacles slipped down her nose, and she pulled young Trick aside the first time he crowed over tricking a traveler. "Listen," she said, not unkindly. "The eye can be fooled. Everyone's can. Mine, yours, the cleverest person on this road. But the fooling has to be a gift, not a theft." She turned him by the shoulders to face a laughing child in the crowd. "We don't fool people to feel bigger than them. We fool them so they walk away amazed at their own eyes. Delightful, not deceptive. Say it back." "Delightful, not deceptive," Trick repeated. He was 7, and it lodged somewhere deep and stayed.
When he was 12, he walked the whole long road down from the cliff to FXForge, alone, with the miniature house wrapped in cloth in his pack. He stood in the great echoing entrance hall, with his heart slamming against his ribs, and waited for Render. Render was the mentor there, and his voice, when it came, was low as stones shifting in a canyon. "Young Trick, what is forced perspective?" Trick had rehearsed 100 fancy answers on the road down. Standing there, he forgot all of them and told the plain truth instead. "It's an illusion that resizes the world, sir. Whatever's close to the lens looks big. Whatever's far looks small. The camera can't tell the difference. It only ever sees one flat picture. So if you place things carefully, near and far, you can make a mouse into a giant. No expensive computers, just placement and patience and holding still." Render looked at him for a long, long moment, long enough that Trick's ears began to droop. Then a slow smile broke across the old face, like sun over the canyon rim. "You are appointed," Render said, and that, wonderfully, was that.
Years later, a knot of young makers crowded into Trick's workshop, and one of them, a skeptical fox kit with her arms folded, said flatly that movie magic obviously needed a Hollywood budget, and this was all a waste of time. Trick's ears perked. This was his favorite kind of doubt. "Watch," he said. He set the miniature house right against the lens, walked to the far wall, turned, and stood very still. 3, 2, 1. Click. The photo showed him small in a giant doorway. The Fox Kid's arms slowly unfolded. "Now watch it break," Trick said, and nudged the camera a whisker to the left. Click. This time, the house was plainly a toy on a stand. See? The illusion lives at exactly one angle. Move the camera, and it dies. That's why you lock it down. No pans, no zooms, no wandering. A locked shot or no shot. He held up the first photo again. "There's one more secret, and it's the one that beat me for a whole year." His voice dropped. "Everything has to be sharp. The house up close, and me far away. Both crisp at once. That means squeezing the lens's eye down small, letting in less light so it can hold near and far and focus together." He pointed at a blurred old print pinned to the wall, a fuzzy blob beside a fuzzy mouse. "My first 100 tries looked like that. Ghost houses. I thought I'd never get it." He clicked the shutter one more time, and the fresh photo slid out flawless and clear. Placement makes the giant. Focus makes it believable. Miss the focus and the whole thing falls apart. And the worst part is, you can't always tell until you look. The Fox Kid leaned in close to the sharp photo. "So it really is just where you stand." "Just where you stand," Trick agreed. "Free as looking."
After the others had gone, the Fox Kid lingered by the tripod, turning the miniature house over in her paws. "I tried this at home last week," she admitted, not meeting his eyes. "It came out terrible. Everything blurry. I figured I was just bad at it." She set the little house down carefully. "But it wasn't me, was it? It was only the focus. One thing." "One thing," Trick said gently. "The house held, your placement held. You had the whole trick and missed a single dial." He watched her take that in, watched the tightness she'd been carrying since she walked in ease out of her shoulders, the way a held breath finally goes out. That's the part nobody tells you. When an illusion breaks, it almost never breaks everywhere. It breaks in one small place. Find the place, and the whole thing comes back. The Fox Kid let out a small laugh, surprised by it, and Trick felt the old Festival Square gladness rise warm in his own chest, the delight that wasn't about fooling anyone at all, but about watching someone discover their own eyes were far cleverer and their own mistakes far smaller than they'd feared. She tucked the miniature house under her arm to try again, and Trick stood there in the sparkle of his vest a while longer, quietly, happily full.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Trick. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.